Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. In a moment, we're going to look ahead to the readings for this Sunday. Yes, it is New Year's Day, but it falls on a Sunday, and it's actually the Solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. Mary, the Mother of God. That's the great feast we celebrate this Sunday. I'm going to say a lot more about that, but let me say first, if you would like to see some of the free resources that are available to you, you can go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's Food for the Journey. Just renewalministries.net/FFJ. If you go there, you can see a number of free resources and other materials that I have there. If you want the free booklet that I really urge every listener to have it in your hand, my booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold, it's a critical piece, brothers and sisters, that I am more and more inspired by the Holy Spirit to spend time on this. We're going to delve into what faith is. But if you don't have a copy of that booklet, call the 800 number that'll be given at the end of this program. That 800 number is just for the free booklet on faith. But if you call that number, we'll make sure that you get a copy as quickly as possible. But for more resources, more information, books, etc., go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. Let's take a look now at this feast of the Holy Mother of God. The Blessed Virgin Mary is born to be mother, the supreme consolation that Our Lady receives at the cross of her Son is the assurance that her vocation as mother does not end with Christ's death. The Lord commands the world, "Behold your mother." The resurrection begins for Mary and for us with these words. The Blessed Virgin's womb remains forever fruitful. Mary leads us to Christ, but Christ leads us back to his mother, for without Mary's maternity, Jesus would become a mere abstraction for us. The Lord wills to let his face shine upon us through the face of the Mother of God. "We serve a mother," says G.K. Chesterton, "who seems to grow more beautiful as new generations rise up and call her blessed." So let us, on this feast, the Solemnity of Mary, the Holy Mother of God, let us, on this feast, thank Mary for her obedience to God. Thank Mary for what she has made possible for us through her prayer and through her obedience to God. Father James Sullivan wrote this little commentary as we begin this new year and on this great feast of Mary, the Mother of God. He writes this: "Close to 18 million people died as a result of World War I. Whether they were military or civilian, whether they died directly in battle or afterwards due to disease, their lives were lost as a result of warfare. When Our Lady appeared in Fatima, first on May 13th, 1917, notice, 1917, this year marks the 100th anniversary of the apparitions at Fatima. So when Our Lady appeared in Fatima first on May 13th, 1917, the end of the war was still a year and a half away. Her messages, though, during the subsequent monthly visitations were about peace, the need for reparation for sin, especially by praying the rosary. Every January 1st, we celebrate the Feast of Mary, the Mother of God, and at the same time, we celebrate the World Day of Peace. The Blessed Mother remains at the heart of our peace, for she alone was the instrument chosen to bring the Son of God into this world. She alone is the one who best teaches us how to draw closer to Christ, the Prince of Peace. A famous quote from St. Augustine reminds us, quote, "Peace is not the absence of war. It is the tranquility of order." This tranquility of order is not simply nation to nation, but the tranquility of order within myself, my heart, my mind, my body, my soul. May it all, brothers and sisters, and these are my words, may all of us, heart, mind, body, and soul, be united in love for God and a desire to follow Him. That's the way to bring peace. Mary helps each one of us to be ordered to Christ, who alone is our everlasting peace. Even in times of great warfare, whether it be international or internal, internal to a country, internal in our own hearts. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. There's a lot there to think about, brothers and sisters. The first reading for this Sunday and for the beginning of the new year, Numbers 6, verses 22 to 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, 'This is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace.' So shall they invoke my name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." I will bless them. So you go to the Lord and ask the Lord's blessing every day. Several times during the day, ask the Lord's blessing. Keeps you getting back on the right track, because we can go off track so easily. Keep asking Him. Psalm 67, may God bless us in His mercy. Lord, bless me. Memorize Psalm 67, perhaps. Pray it daily. May God have pity on us and bless us. May He let His face shine upon us so that Your way be known upon earth among all nations, Your salvation. May the peoples praise You, O God. May all the peoples praise You, and that includes me. May I praise You. May God bless us. May God bless me. May all the ends of the earth fear Him. Pray it, asking for God's blessing every day. Perhaps it should be a New Year's resolution. And the second reading is Paul's to the Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 to 7. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, sons and daughters, God sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying out, "Abba, Abba, Papa, Daddy, Abba." So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God. You're not a slave. You're not a slave to yourself. You don't have to be a slave to your own sin, your own weakness. You don't have to be a slave to your shortcomings, to your selfishness. You don't have to be. Abba, Father, help me to know that I am your son. Help me to know that I am your daughter. Help that knowledge to go from my head into my heart. I belong to God. Jesus Christ died for me. I am His son or His daughter. Abba, Father, Abba. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets, but in these last days, He has spoken to us through His Son. The Gospel Luke, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. Think of that. Shepherds. Shepherds, they didn't own anything, really. They were very poor. But the shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem because they heard the angel. And they found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. I'm repeating this because I really want you to get it. Don't just, oh yeah, shepherds did this. And they said, these poor took their sheep and they went in haste to Bethlehem because they heard the angel. And what does it say Mary did? She kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart. You know, when God says something to us, or the scripture comes alive to us, or we hear a sermon, or it's a time of adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and suddenly God becomes more real than we had known, or we get a sense that God is asking something of us. Do what Mary did. She kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart. Don't just say, well, that's interesting. I don't know what that means. Must just be digestion or something like that. Don't do that. Lord, are you asking something of me? Are you saying something of me? If you want me to do something, or you want to say something to me about myself, your servant is listening. And just keep praying that way. God will speak to you. He's trying to get your attention often. And he does it in the smallest ways. Just listen. Mary kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart. And then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. That's what the angel said, and it's real. It happened. They went out announcing to everybody. Do you speak of God? Do you speak of the goodness of God? Do you speak of the mercy of God that you've seen in your own life or in the life of your family? Do you speak of his goodness, his kindness? You don't have to be a scripture scholar to do that. You just have to walk closely with him as your Father, as your Savior, your Messiah. As we come to this new year, make a decision to follow him more closely. What are you going to do about facing your sin, admitting it, and getting forgiven? What are you doing about honestly having a daily prayer time? Honestly, start out with 15 minutes. I've said it to you a million times, but I want to urge you, please, please do it. God needs you. God needs you to reveal his goodness, his kindness, his mercy, his love, his generosity, his willingness to sacrifice for us. God needs you to use you to help other people know that. But it can't come out of head knowledge. It has to come out of a combination of head and heart. And if you aren't spending time with him, you're not going to be able to do it. May this be a blessed new year for each one of you. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, to obtain my free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That is 1-800-282-4789. Faith More Precious Than Gold. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net, and then click on free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold.